With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. On Thursday, a so-called Bill of Rights for kids in foster care and the parents that take care of them got its first hearing in the state legislature. Although there are guidelines outlining those rights now, they're just administrative policy and not part of state law. House Bill 182 would codify a list of policy rules for Montana's foster care system. It says kids must be informed about what's happening to them, that they can socialize, go to church, that they have a right to contact people outside of the foster care system and receive quality medical care, be treated like any other kid. The bill's sponsor, Frank Gardner, a Republican from Kalispell, says making these requirements part of Montana law shows support for improving the state's struggling foster care system.
Okay. This is about us as a body, as a policymaking group, saying these are the expectations we have for one of the most important assets that we have in our state, our foster families and our foster kids.
But the bill doesn't give foster kids or foster parents new ways to sue if they believe their rights have been violated. A representative from Montana's Department of Public Health and Human Services, which oversees the foster care system, told lawmakers that they would encourage an amendment which would allow Bill of Rights complaints to be filed through the health department's grievance process. Crystal Amir from Great Falls testified in support of the bill Thursday in the House Senate Administration Committee. Lemire was in the state's foster care system for 5 years before recently aging out after turning 18 years old. She says it was mostly a good experience, and for the better part of her time in foster care, she was treated like a regular kid. But Lemire says she should have been given more of a voice in what happened to her while she was in the system.
I was in one foster placement, and the only social interaction I was allowed to have was when I was at church, and I only got to see people when I was at church. I remember being placed in a group home in Billings. I told my caseworker I didn't feel safe being there because I knew the stories of there, and she put me there anyways. And 3 days after I was there, I attempted suicide.
After she got out of the hospital, Lemire says her caseworker wanted to put her back in the same home. Lemire protested, but she says her caseworker insisted.
In the system, you feel like less of a person because your family technically like disowns you. And you see all these other families and you think, why can't I have that? So I think it's just important for foster kids to have the same rights as other kids would, because we are kids. We're the same thing. We're the same people, just part of the state.
The bill comes out of the Protect Montana Kids Commission created in 2015 by Governor Steve Bullock. No one testified against the Foster Kid Bill of Rights during its first hearing, although some lawmakers questioned if this bill would create more work for already burdened caseworkers. Sheila Hogan, recently appointed director of Montana's Department of Health and Human Services, doesn't expect this legislation to make caseworkers' jobs more difficult. She says her department is building a new system to help caseworkers with their paperwork.
We will have a case management system that will help with the stacks of paperwork, and so that it will be a tool for these folks that are in the field. So there'll be less of a paperwork chase and more of a one-on-one relationship communication.
Hogan says the new case management system is expected to be ready in October. There are 3,454 kids in foster care in Montana as of this month. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.